Dr. Caroline Leaf is a leading neuroscientist, a best-selling author who loves delving into the science behind the mind-body connection, with a particular focus on how thoughts influence reality. Caroline, hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Janine. Lovely to meet you.
So I went onto your website. Now, I wanted to give some background on what you do, but the names were so big I couldn't actually say them, and I'm in radio, so I thought, let's start with the person yourself, the person at home with a with no shoes and no lipstick and nothing, the real Caroline at home. If you had to introduce that lady, who's she?
Oh, I'm very obsessed with the mind brain body connection. It's been my life. Honestly, this research has been my life for the last 40 years. So at home, I try and practice that. I've love my dogs. That's we have a lot of fun with our dogs on the beach. So that's a big part of our life too. Going for walks at 6:30 in the morning. I have amazing kids. Yeah, so very much down to earth, and I love what I do. I'm a scientist through and through.
Scientist in my mind would be someone who would be more introverted, would be energized by being alone, not necessarily being all of these people. And now you're out there as a speaker because you've written books and that. Is that who you are?
Yeah, I do. I love to help to share this information. It's fascinating and it's very helpful. So it's the most natural thing in me is to help people to understand how to manage their mind, because your mind drives everything. If you don't manage your mind, you're pretty much your brain, body, and your life is a mess. So mind management's very key and it's very, very helpful. And I see the results. So as a scientist and researcher, I run clinical trials and have been researching for years and practice clinically and write all these books and have a big platform, and the response is unreal. People need help in this area and people respond, and that's really what drives me.
As a researcher, you obviously do everything you do to gather the information you do. Can you remember the first time that you realized what I am discovering here can literally help everyday people in their everyday lives? Can you remember how you happened on it and how you felt at that stage?
I do. I was actually sitting in a lecture. I think it was my second year at university, third year at university. And we were sitting in a neuroscience lecture, and one of the lecturers, they were telling us that the brain can't change, but the mind can change. The mind changes all the time. And there was a definite clear distinction that the mind and the brain are separate, and which is correct. Then we fast forward to current day, and people get told that the mind and brain are the same thing. So what captured my interest there was the fact that this professor was saying our mind and brain are separate, but our brain can't change. And I said, that's something wrong there. If our mind is changing and our mind is using the brain and the body, because that's the mind-brain-body network, which is called psychoneurobiology, which I'm a psychoneurobiologist. If the mind is changing, then the brain has to change, because the brain and body just do what the mind do. And I remember commenting that to the professor, and they said, well, go do the research. And I started doing research with traumatic brain injury. I did some of the first neuroplasticity research in my field at the time, in the world actually. And that just showed me that if you help a person to understand what the mind is and how the mind influences the brain and the body, then we can understand that at things like depression and anxiety and battling with after any kind of experience in life, whether it is a brain trauma or a physical trauma, or whether it's an emotional trauma, we can actually influence that. You can't change what's happened to you, but you can change how the mind-brain-body network is designed, and you can rewire the whole network, mind-brain and body, and that therefore can change our impact. So I've dedicated my life to understanding that process and helping people do that and move from therapy and writing books to reach more people, and have an app called the NeuroCycle app, which we've had out for a couple of years to help people use these techniques, help parents, help children, because our mental health is dependent on our mind.
Right, so now you do that research and you find out that this is possible to do, but you've got to translate your academic language and understanding into the kind of thing that helps me, a normal person who does not have an academic background, into doing things practically. So if you had to choose one thing of everything that you've discovered so far, that when you get to a country or you've got 5 minutes to spend to someone, if you would choose of everything that you've learned, that one thing that you say, if you could just get this one thing, do it, do this, what would you say?
I'd start with a sentence saying that you can't change what's happened to you, but you can change what it looks like inside of you, and therefore how it plays out into your future. And I would say you do it through a process that is a whole fancy science thing of how everything gets into us as humans and how whatever gets into us, all experiences get into us. So every life experience gets into our mind, brain, body network, and that's what drives us. So if you can learn how to say, okay, I'm showing up today with this emotion, these behaviors, this perspective on life, this is what it feels like in my body. And if I can then stand back and observe how I'm showing up in that way, and then reflect on that. Why am I showing up like this? It's not who I am, it's because of. And then with kindness and compassion throughout, and then sort of do a little mindstorm of where is this all coming from? And then reconceptualize it. In other words, say, okay, this is what's happening now, but what can I do about this? And then have a little action of, okay, this is what I'm going to do now to get through the next hour or the next day. That process is a 5-step process that I've developed called the neurocycle that can be used for the in the moment stuff, for the bad habits we've developed, and for the traumas that we experience in life. And it's basically how we scientifically manage our mind and therefore rewire our networks and therefore influence how we change with how things play out into our future. So we're not hopeless. We need to process and experience, and it's okay to be a mess. All of us are messy. All of us are a little crazy because life is hard. We must stop pathologizing and medicalizing misery. We must recognize the way we're showing up is because of something, and let's manage it.
I mean, the Bible's even got a name for it. It's Selah, to step back, to think about this, to zoom out a bit instead of being that so involved that you've got no perspective to it. You've also got a detox app. I like this idea of when you're now stopping to actually do something about it. Just explain to me exactly what this is all about.
Absolutely. So the app is called NeuroCycle. And the question you asked me before, what would you tell someone to do? And I went through emotions, whatever, and I said 5 different steps. That's the NeuroCycle. So what I've done is research, how does life get into our mind, brain, and body? How does it show up? How can we recognize how it shows up? And then how can we deconstruct and reconstruct that? And that's all mind management. So the app helps you to say, okay, I'm feeling so anxious. I'm acting in a very frustrated way with people, maybe irritable. My perspective on life is life sucks, and my body's feeling gut ache or whatever. And so the app helps you to stand back and do that, to capture that thought, to recognize the signs, capture that thought, and then deconstruct. Where does that come from? Where do those 4 signals, they're called signals, emotions, behaviors, perspectives, and bodily sensations, where do they come from? What are they attached to? What's the thought? What are the details of the thought? What is this thing? How can I look at this differently? What's real about it? What's true? And what's an action that I can do? So the app is those 5 steps that I teach you how to do them, walk them through audio, video, and there's a little bit of script as well. And I help you to actually manage the day-to-day stuff, the big traumas, whatever it is that's the most dominant thing in your life. And that basically walks you through. It's me literally holding your hand and giving you therapy on how to manage your mind day-to-day, through the little things, through the habits, and through the crises.
So many people see science as mutually exclusive from anything Christian, from anything Jesus. But you are a Christian. So where do you see Jesus in all of this? Because obviously Christians also go through the hard times.
Everyone goes through hard times. You're human. Humans battle. Humans, mental health is a very normal part of our process. When we have a battle mentally, which all of us do, it's okay to be a mess. It's because of a response to adverse circumstances. So we shouldn't medicalize and pathologize misery. So I'm deeply spiritual. And basically, there's no difference between science and spirituality. It's two sides of the same coin. I have my most spiritual moments when I'm doing science. So basically, the spiritual side is the story, and the science is how the story works. So understanding how we work as humans, how the brain works, how the body works, how life works, how computers work, how the internet works, this is all science. And science and spirituality, two sides of the same coin.
So we've got a scripture that we love, Romans 1:20, which says that God created everything that he created in such a way that it's a revelation of his godliness and his personality, his character and his godliness. So if you look at the brain, if you're fascinated with what you see, what do you think God revealed about himself when he in detail created something as intricate and as interesting as the brain that you've been discovering?
Well, the brain is as interesting as what the mind is. So the brain is basically structured to support our ability as humans to think and to feel and to choose and to tap into the deep spiritual wisdom that we have. So when we go through life is messy. We're messy, and it's okay to be a mess, but we have wisdom. So we are able to access that wisdom if we choose to stand back and observe ourselves and really capture those thoughts. And that is what I believe is this revelation, that we are at our core wired for love. Scientists, we talk about that. We're wired for love. Everything about the mind-brain-body connection, which is called psychoneurobiology, mind-brain-body, spiritual body, everything about that is wired for love, wired for wisdom, wired for survival. And that's the core of who we are. So my work has been to help people to really tap into this inner wisdom that each of us have. And when we do tap into wisdom, that's when we make the good decisions. You know, and that's what I believe is being revealed, is that I love to talk about godness, because it's bigger than just us trying to put God in a box. So godness is so massive and so wise, and we are at our core made from that. And need to learn how to tap into that. We have free will. Free will is one of the greatest gifts, and we've got to use our free will to choose to tap into that wisdom to run our lives. And that's how I see it.
And I'm sure you're not done discovering that you're researching some more. I mean, you can never get to the end of the brain, can you?
Well, brain, mind. Remember, when we talk about brain is one aspect. It's mind, brain. And that's really important, because we've had so much emphasis in the last 40 years on brain. Meanwhile, it's the brain's only your memories in the brain and the body. It's not brain down, and it's mind that actually puts it there. So if we look at that aspect, if we look at the mind, brain, and body, spirit, soul, body connection, we then see a very holistic picture. And yes, I still run clinical research. I publish in scientific journals, and then I make it simple and put the simple version of that into the app and into my books. And it's an ongoing discovery. The reason I have a research team is that we're constantly learning new information about this mind-brain-body network and how we can, as humans, can function in love, and that which is cool. It's operating in love. It's really activating loveness in people, because that's when we allow ourselves to cry, allow ourselves to process, allow ourselves to connect with others, not try and suppress things or see them as bad, but see that this is part of what's happening to me, and I've got to move through this.
Well, you're coming to South Africa. You're here at the beginning of May for the Rewire Your Brain through One Thought at a Time, the events. So that's very exciting. Are you looking forward to coming to South Africa? Have you been here before?
I was born in Zimbabwe and grew up in South Africa, and
Oh
have
my
been.
goodness.
I did all my initial research in South Africa for 25 years. I've been in the States for the last 15. So I'm looking. I come back every year. My family's still there, so I'm really looking forward to coming back.
Okay, and then when you've finished and you're done and you go back home, what's the one thought you want to leave with everyone? The one message that you feel South Africans would help?
It's okay to be a mess as long as you manage the mess.
It's as simple as that. If people want to follow you on socials, where do they go?
Dr. Caroline Leaf. Yeah, and the Neurocycle app's available on iTunes and Google Play.
All right, the leaf would be the normal leaf spelling.
Yes, LEAF. So Dr. Caroline Leaf, I'm on all the social media platforms, and from Instagram you can get everywhere. And then the app's on the App Store, Neurocycle app, and it's on Google, iTunes, and also web version.
Well, may your fascination with one teeny corner of the universe be something that leads you closer to Jesus. May it be something that shows you more of him that you even expect to find. May he still surprise you around every corner. And I love that one song of Stacey Orico that just says, there's got to be more. There's got to be more, that you never, never, never content with what you know about him so far.
Love that. Thank you so much.